Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is the Notorious Women Podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Some of these queens are heroic.
And some of these bitches are horrific. But we think the most interesting thing of all is that somehow they're all notorious.
Notorious. That's right.
Yes. We're still working on getting our sync in the notorious.
Seriously, I blame the internets.
Let's blame the fires.
We should definitely blame the fires.
For those of you who don't know, we are in LA.
Yes.
We are not in the fire zone, thankfully.
Yeah.
But we send our love and our support and positive energy and prayers to the people who have been affected by and have had to evacuate. You and I have had like evacuation warnings.
Yeah, we were close. It's really just very sad right now.
Yeah.
You know,
I keep telling people, because, you know, thankfully I do have a lot of people checking on me, and I keep telling them, I'm like, it's the wind. It's not Karen Bass. It's not the hydrants, which, you know, the hydrants they've confirmed. The problem is that there were so many fires at first. There were like four or five. So the water pressure was low in the hydrants. But the problem is the wind. So the wind, the Palisades, for those of you who don't know, is on the coast. So the wind is coming off of the water and blowing towards the land. So it's blowing the fire and allowing it to spread. So that is the big, big problem. And so,
you know, I've heard some really interesting scientific reports from a scientist named Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she thinks that there are easy answers to all of our questions. So not only did my people create space lasers.
You're
welcome, by the way. We can make clouds, but not my people specifically, the other people's. It's already been invented.
The evil government that they're now in charge of.
Right.
Okay.
So
creating clouds.
And thank you.
You know, I never figured MTG as a sci-fi person,
but
apparently she is.
Here we are.
You know, I wish.
Listen, I like the idea too. Let's just make it rain for funsies and then we won't have problems.
Isn't like a weather balloon or a weather machine like part of many, many like superhero narratives? Yeah. Okay. Didn't Lex Luthor have one, I think? Who knows? Oh my God.
She is anything. She is Lex Luthor.
You know what's so frightening about it is that she is dead serious. And people just dumb. The longer I live on this earth, I'm like, oh, it's bad down here. So I don't know if we as beings have been born into this earth to elevate and is a test, is like training camp for like the armed forces or something, because it's tough down here because these are some dumb ass people. Humans are the only species on this earth that know something doesn't work and will continue to do it, or have knowledge and be like, I don't want, like, knowledge of like how the wheel works, and it's like all of a sudden alternative facts, the wheel doesn't roll. It's not a real thing.
I'm gonna keep making this new car with squares on the bottom. I just am. That seems right. Because I feel like it, because my heart tells me so. My heart song is saying this car will move with squares as wheels.
Dumbasses.
Idiots.
We're surrounded by idiots.
Yes.
On that note, it's so funny because last week you did a wonderful lady who I think was so interesting that... Yeah. I didn't realize, like you said, you taught me something. Like I said, you taught me something. It's more white foolishness, white lady foolishness.
Did you think it could get more foolish than it already was?
Well, I am from the South, so yes.
Okay, yeah, good. Because you are very smart, obviously.
I come from the land of the gators, and people think they can fight alligators. So, yeah.
That's true.
But you did teach me something. And I know you and I, you're more online than I am, just for the show. But like, it's interesting, like we have access to more information, but we still have these silos where we don't know this information. Because at first I was like, the woman I'm doing this week, because it's my week to do our Notorious Woman in social media. And I was like, surely people know who this is. And I'm like, no, maybe they don't. So Miriam, I'm going to test you out to see if you know who I am doing.
Probably not.
Do you know a woman by the name of Haley Welch?
I don't.
Okay, good. So this is good. So that is who my Notorious Woman is this week.
Okay.
So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Now, Haley Welch was born, I don't have her month, but because she's still on the internet, she's still somebody big in social media. She was born in 2002.
Oh, a baby. You're talking about a tiny little baby.
Okay. Yeah. In she was born after September 11th.
Damn. I was a full ass grown woman during September 11th. Okay.
So she was born in 2002 in Belfast, Tennessee. So she's a Southern girl. Oh, okay. Now, not much is known of her young life too much, but what we do know is that she was raised by her grandmother as her mother battled addiction. She, up until recently, worked at a bedspring factory in Belfast, and she currently lives there with her grandparents, with her Grammy. Now, Belfast is sort of like, it's right outside of Nashville, but it's a bit of a drive, but I think it's where the young people go to Nashville to have fun, because there's bars, and, you know.
Yeah.
And Belfast is probably one of those places that, if you snap your fingers, you get right through it, so... Which there are a lot of these places in the South, and lovely places, by the way, but it's probably cheaper to live there. So that's why a lot of people never.
It's affordable.
Yeah, exactly. Now, like I said, we don't know a lot about her childhood, but we do know what recently, because this is very recent. Haley is a very recent social media influencer, which happened because on June 11th, 2024, about six, seven months ago.
Yesterday.
She, actually about, about 6 months, 7 months ago, she was stopped. She was walking down the street in Nashville.
Okay.
And with a girlfriend of hers, and she was stopped and asked a few questions as part of a segment for the Tim and D TV, a show. It's a Vox Pop YouTube channel. Okay. And it's one of those like man on the street. They ask women, you've seen them. They're all over the internet too. So Haley was with a friend of hers named Chelsea. And they were walking down Broadway, which is a big, down the Broadway district, which is a big district in Nashville, late one night. They were out drinking, having fun. These are young women.
Yeah.
When the hosts and creators of the show, Tim Dickerson and Darius Marlowe. So during the interview, they were interviewing them both, but they were talking mainly to Haley. And they asked Haley, quote, what's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time, end quote.
She replied, this is a very personal, go on.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, like young people asking provocative questions to other young people, right?
And
it's a party atmosphere. There's like just people hanging out. I think it was like a Friday or Saturday or whatever, just hanging out, right? She was blowing off some steam from work, you know, with her girlfriends. So she replied in a strong Southern accent. She does have a very strong Southern accent. She replied, quote, you got to give him that hot tour on spit on that thing, end quote.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes. So Haley Welch is the Haktua girl.
Oh,
we say Haktua, but she said it's Haktua. Like, that's what she said. That's what it's.
You
it's
can Haktua, do it very tuh. Well. Okay.
Because it's very Southern the way she said Haktua. Spit on that thing.
Damn.
Get that thing on it, girl.
Listen, someone had to explain this to me. And I was like, you have to what? Yeah.
Okay. Basically oil it up and get it ready to go.
It didn't take long for me to understand, just to be clear. I've been married now for a while. I understand how things work.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. But this is, she's funny because of the way she said it. Like I said, it's very Southern drawl. She's like, you gotta hot toe on that thing. Like, spit on that thing. Like, very, very funny. Also because she's like a petite, blonde, pretty girl, very pretty girl. Yeah. Just a regular girl. So you didn't expect her to say what she said. So it was funny. It's funny. Okay. Like, it's a great segment. If I were one of the guys interviewing her, I'd be like, oh my God, yeah. So, which is what they did. So,
yeah,
they uploaded it the next day. You know, they went in and saw what they got. So it went viral immediately. Mm. Eventually, the original video will receive millions of views across TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, spawning remixes and remakes of the original audio. And it gave her, Haley got the name, the Hawktua Girl.
Yeah.
So, and Hawk is spelled like Hawk, H-A-W-K, and Tua, even though she said it's Tua, but it's T-U-A-H girl. Hawktua Girl.
Hawktua. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Even so, the video and the phrase turned into a meme immediately. So it went crazy. Now, Haley, because it seemed like she was just drinking, having fun. And she seems like a funny girl. She does. So it seems like, and later in interviews, she did say that her family, they have a tendency to just say things. And people are like, oh my God. Like, she's like, my whole family's
like this.
Listen,
if I were 22, I would be friends with her. We would have waited tables together and gone out afterwards, and we would have had a great time.
Okay. She was having fun. So so she went home, finished her night, went home and went to bed. And then she got up early because she had to go to work.
Okay.
And she said it wasn't until she got at work that people started talking about it. And they were like, girl, I saw you on this thing. And then in her girl chat group, they were like, Haley, we saw you on this thing. Now, initially, she was mortified. Because I think she was drinking a little. Yeah. And she said, quote, the first week of it, I was so embarrassed. I wouldn't come out of my house. I went to work, but that's about it. Other than that, I didn't go anywhere. But I went from being embarrassed to living in the moment, end quote.
Good
because
girl.
What kind of pissed her off at first is that she was like, I just wanted to go away. Like, you know, but she saw people selling unofficial Tua swag off of her viral moment.
No. Now she's got to make her money. Now she's got to make her money. Yes.
Exactly. So Haley's like, I don't think so. She's like, quote, if anyone else is making money off of it, I might as well too, end quote.
Yes.
So
that's our girl.
And it's so interesting because she's 22, but she didn't have an IG account. She said she had like a burner one where she would kind of lurk, but she wasn't really big on social media.
Here's the thing from what I'm gathering. The younger, like the gen, like alpha and like lower Z, they're not as into social media. It's for old people.
Maybe it's the millennials and the older millennials and the...
Yeah, and the Gen X, like...
And even baby boomers on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. But like, it's interesting that there's not, you know, they might like go to TikTok, but they don't necessarily post on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe it's a millennial thing. That's the real like sweet spot of social media, maybe.
But I mean, I like a family members, like they're like, they have a little, you know.
Yeah, I guess she's just busy. You know, she's a working class girl, obviously from humble beginnings. And she's young, so she's trying to figure out what she wants to do next, that kind of thing. So, but she was like, these motherfuckers are making money off of it. I don't think so. In her strong Southern accent, which I love. I love her Southern accent.
I'm going to talk in a Southern drawl for the rest of this episode. And I apologize.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to sound right. It's
going
to sound wrong.
As long as you don't sound like Foghorn Leghorn, I'm a good.
I don't know how to do that. So
I say, boy, I say.
Yeah, you do.
I say. So after about a week, she was like, these motherfuckers are making money off of it. So she created an Instagram account and quickly gained a bunch of followers and media attention.
Okay.
Now, the host of the program, this is such a man move. Dickerson and Marlowe, they said that they were happy for her, that it went viral and she had this moment. But they were upset for not receiving credit for her fame.
Oh, shut up. The fuck up. Okay.
I'm sure you guys got a lot of like traffic to your site, to your show, and like now, and you also got national fame as well from it. But also I will say I do feel them on this note, on this point. They were saying that people started remixing it and the remixes were getting more hits and views than their original. So that kind of pissed them off, which that happens. Welcome to the internet. So now, with her newfound fame, once she got the Instagram account, people could find her because, you know, people were also pretending to be her. And she was like,
very
no.
smart. Yep. Yeah. This is actual me. Yep.
So it, but she was like, it took her a while to like catch on, like, oh, this is a thing that this is like real and not just like a thing that'll blow over in like a couple of days. It's real. So she got her IG account and other socials. And she started being contacted by people who wanted to create opportunities for her. Merch, official merch.
Yeah.
And nowadays what the kids do is what people can make money off of, not only merch, but also appearances.
Yes.
So she, now this happened on June 11th. So by June 27th, she had, she quit her job at the Bed Springs factory and partnered with a local apparel brand to begin the Hawk Tua merchandise.
Well,
she earned over $65,000 within a couple weeks.
Girl, yeah. Merchandising. Yep. Where all the money from the viral is made. I yeah. just had to do that. I apologize. But
I
if you haven't seen,
Southern,
you know what that's yeah. from? It's no, very it's Jewish. Spaceballs. Okay. It's Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, the king. Yes. Go and look him up, kids.
Yeah, children.
now, so like you said, I cannot say it.
Merchandising.
I will not do that. Merchandising.
Okay.
I can't
yeah,
do
that's
it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of old like newsy type shows, movies.
Oh,
Annie
yes.
with the terrible, like, I don't know. Are they supposed to be Brooklyn accents? I don't know.
I
from
don't
the
know.
30s? I don't
they're
know.
In the 30s.
They're in
and
the
they're
30s.
Talking very quickly.
Yeah,
and they've got to go, go,
like,
go.
Hi, lady. I don't know what accent that was. I digress.
I
but anyway, so she hooked up with the company. So she made money by the merchandise appearances because you get paid for hosting parties.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing other things and making, you know, a few thousand dollars for everything, you know, so it added up. But imagine like you go from working, I don't know what her hourly wage is. She's this young woman to make getting like $65,000 in like 2 weeks.
That's so amazing. I
yeah.
would like to get $65,000 in 2 weeks as well.
You and me both, sister.
Right.
Now, that was on June 27th. Now, June 29th, she went to see Zach Bryan at a concert. She said that she already had tickets. But when he found out she was in the audience, he pulled her up on stage.
Stop.
So she sang a song with him to over 80,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Can she sing?
No. She cannot sing.
Got it. Okay.
But she's like, it was great. It was bringing her out of her comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I will say she is, when you think of like an all-American Southern girl, what people, that fantasy that people have in their mind, she looks like that. And I will say I like her because she's working class, which those are my people, but I'm pretty sure she's on the left also.
Yes.
Which there are a lot of them.
Let's
in the South.
It. There are.
The South is not all red. I don't know why people think that, but there's a lot of like, you know, Southern white people are like, this is some bullshit about to go down, but I digress. So So yeah, 80,000 people. So this is like basically like 3 weeks later. She's on stage.
Oh my
stage.
God.
This is crazy.
That's crazy. Stop.
And then a few days after that, she joined Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal.
Stop.
During his DJ set in Nashville.
Okay.
And she's just standing up there and she said there was like this, there's a red button for the smoke machine. So he like let her and her friends push it. But like he was just, she got to meet Shaq. Like this is just like
so
every
cool.
like young person's dream of like,
right?
when you hear about this stuff. And then a few days after that in July, on July 2nd, she got reps. Because she said she reached out to a friend who was like, oh, you need a lawyer. So then the lawyer's like, oh yeah, you need reps because this is going quickly.
Yes.
Let's take advantage of this, you know. Now, the following month in August, she threw the ceremonial first pitch at the of a New York Mets game.
Oh, my God.
In September.
I mean, she's got to learn how to sing. She's got to learn how to throw a baseball. Like, it's a lot she's got to learn.
I mean, this is great because she's young. She got the energy.
Right.
And then in September, so this is like, we are what, 3 months, about 3 months later, she premiered a podcast.
Oh,
with Jake Paul's company, Better, B-E-T-R, called Talk Tua. Talk. Which is funny.
Oh, my God.
And
I love her.
With some of the with guests such as Whitney Cummings, Mark Cuban. And what I loved about it, what I watched a few episodes, it had like recurring appearances by her family and friends, including Chelsea, the girl that she was with
yes.
on the street.
She does not leave Chelsea out of this. She brings her up. A rising tide brings us all up. Yes.
Along with some other girlfriends, like basically her girl, her clique. Like they were all like they'd all be sitting around asking her questions. And then her grandmother would show up. You know, I have a soft spot for grandmothers.
Yeah.
And a grandmother's hilarious because she said she tried to explain to her grandmother what was going on. Her grandmother didn't get it because her grandmother's from like, you don't make money off of that. What?
No.
So
as long as she also has a real job, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, for the time being, she can always go back to the Bedspring company. And also, she's now with the real money, a podcast, sponsored by, like, people who know how to promote a podcast.
That's nice.
And needless to say, it was very successful, ranking excellent. Number 5 in Spotify's top podcast charts shortly after its release. So she's doing all the right things. In an interview I saw, I'm going to get to that. I thought the guy was really, really nice. He was giving her some like unofficial advice, being like, girl, take advantage of this, get your money. Like, but you need to do this, you need to do that.
Invest it.
That kind of stuff. Pay your taxes, you know,
pay your taxes.
Now a few months later in November. So again, we are 5 months later after she did that.
Oh my God.
She partnered with an automation AI platform called Ultimate AI Studio to build and release a dating advice app called Pookie Tools.
Okay, I'm like, my voice is all over the place this podcast because I cannot keep up. My brain cannot. What?
Because it's going very, very fast.
It is. What is this thing that she's doing?
So
an
it's
AI
like a
dating app?
You know what? Because again, the original question was about what's the best move in bed to get a man excited,
God.
Right?
So, of course.
It's great synergy, as this is an old term at this point. But all very, very smart moves. Now, going into the holidays, last month in December, she was featured on Jimmy Kimmel in a sketch.
Stop. I need to see the sketch. I'll post it on Instagram. Awesome.
Now, remember that show I was telling you about? It was called the Bobby Bones Show. And the host, I thought he was very kind of like older brother. I don't know if he's quite old enough to be a father. He might be. I couldn't tell. But older brother advice. He was just like, you know, giving her some just advice about, because she was saying this is a lot. Like, it's going really, really fast.
It's a lot.
I wasn't sure. And he was just like, pay your taxes, get somebody to make sure you're paying your taxes. Because before, when you had a job at the Bedspring, you know, place, they took out the taxes. But now you got to take out the taxes. And she also mentioned that she was interested in doing a reality show. So I think the episode was filmed before her podcast, because the podcast had a video element as well as obviously an audio element. And I could see when I was watching the podcast, it's very like, this would be a good family to like, I would watch it. I totally watch it.
Yeah, I want to be someone who'd be like, no, I only watch Masterpiece Theater and the classics, but I would watch the shit out of this reality show. No, we wouldn't.
No. Yeah.
I would be like, Lovetta, I don't know what you're talking about. I just rewatched Judi Dench in Midsommar. So
yes. Which we love too, but
P.S. she's amazing in that. I am a nerd, but
she's
also
always amazing.
Watch Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And the next season's coming out soon. Stop, Miriam.
So, I mean, it's the kind of show where, like, the family's interesting. I like it, too, because as a Southerner, I am very sensitive, even for white Southerners, when how they portray Southerners. Like, we're not all, like, trashy or ghetto or, it's like, this is just, like, a salt of the earth, working class, blue-leaning, blue-collar family, you know, and just, like, with strong Southern accent. So, and a pretty girl.
I want to hang out with her and go shopping together or something.
And also, it's nice to see young women getting opportunities and you know, so all good feelings around this. And again, on the show, the Bobby Bones Show, she mentioned that she wanted to do a reality show and maybe get into comedy because she's very funny.
She should.
This is,
I rarely suggest that someone who hasn't studied theater or the arts or what have you, just like go do it. But some people are natural. And it sounds to me that she has a natural bent for comedy, for performance, Go, girl, take some classes.
Yeah, take some classes with the money. With the money you're making, get a great coach and do a comedy show around her. You know, seriously, with funny people, like something with Tim Allen-esque adjacent.
Listen, all I'm saying is that because we're coming up with this idea, we're pretty sure that we should be producers on it. So, and like a star, like on occasion. The amount of producing that we would have done had my words carried any weight is so much. It's true.
I mean,
yes,
it practically writes itself, which is why it became like so viral, because it was just funny off the cuff. So yeah, and again, he encouraged her to get all the money that she could while, you know, the iron's hot. So that same month that she appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel, which is last month, she released a cryptocurrency meme coin on Solana called Hawk. It's like a money sign in front, so it looks like shock money sign Hawk token. Now, okay. I don't really understand cryptocurrency, coin. I don't understand all of this stuff, really. So bear with me. But basically, the coin quickly, it was released and it reached a market capitalization of nearly $500 million.
Holy shit.
So I think the Hollywood Reporter said it was about $490 million. But soon plummeted to $25 million, with at least one investor filing a complaint with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. Now, when news started breaking that many of her fans who she had encouraged to invest lost all their money, Haley and her business partners were accused of performing a pump and dump scheme.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, for those of you who are like me and Miriam, we're like, what is going on?
Mm, please explain. Thank you.
Basically, it's kind of, so basically, she would encourage her people to invest, which would make the price go up. Once the price went up, they would take it out and they would make money, and then the price would plummet and the investors would lose their money. Kind of like a Ponzi type scheme where the more investors you have. But again, so it quickly rose and then it quickly fell. Now, eventually, like I said, the coin was being accused of a pump and dump, pulling like a rug pull scam. And this accusation was led by cryptocurrency journalist CoffeeZilla, who accused Haley and her team of insider trading. Also.
Oh, shit.
Now, CoffeeZilla, a.k.a. Stephen Findeisen, F-I-N-D-E-I-S-E-N, Findeisen. I watched a video with him. He had a heated discussion with Haley's lawyer on a live stream where he was trying to get to the bottom of like how all the money worked for us lay people, like how, like it wasn't on the stock market, but like because we don't understand this cryptocurrency coin, NFT stuff. It's like, these are not real things. Like, it's not like, I'm going to show my age now, where I talk about like trading places where there's orange juice or pork bellies. Right. it's like this cryptocurrency is like not real. So
it's kind of out of thin air.
Yeah. So I don't quite understand, which is the reason I'm not a billionaire, because I don't quite understand how this stuff works.
We'd have so much money if we knew anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Somebody tried to explain it to me and they're like, actually, it's very simple. And the way they explained it, I was like, oh, yeah, that is simple. But I think this is why these terrible people go into this kind of business, Wall Street and everything, because most of us are like, what? It's not real. But anyway, I digress. Yeah. So CoffeeZilla accused her and her people of, like I said, pump and dump. So on this live stream, he was talking to the lawyer. And so apparently when you went to buy this, you were charged a fee.
Is that legal?
I think it is. I think it might be normal. So CoffeeZilla was very upset because he's like, so in like a day or two, about $2 million was made off of the fees alone.
Wow.
So he was trying to get to the bottom of like, who gets the fees? Like,
who does
how
get
much,
the fees?
Right. So the lawyer was doing a bit of a word salad. You never know if the lawyer's being disingenuous or the lawyer doesn't want to disclose information or, you know, make their client vulnerable. But it was a bit of a word salad. Eventually, though, the lawyer admitted that Haley was paid $125,000 in advance to market the cryptocurrency coin.
I was just going to say, there is nothing about Haley that you have told me that tells me she is a mastermind, Ponzi schemer, clever. Not that she's not clever, but like, this is just not her world.
Yeah, she's not. You know? Not like she's an economics major, and right. she's just a girl who partnering up with different people. So a little bit about this. So so she was paid $125,000 to market it, to tell her her fans and her community and her people, the people who loved her. They're like, oh, I like that girl. I wish her well. Right.
Right.
And then later she would get half of the net proceeds or what was made by the foundation that ran the business. So it's all this layering again. There's better people who explain this better, including legal analyst Emily D. Baker. She has a YouTube channel, which I highly recommend, called Emily D. Baker Quick Bits. Go to her channel. She explains a lot of this. She talked about P. Diddy and all these people.
Oh, shit.
She's a legal analyst. And she made a very good point. She said, basically, cryptocurrency is still a tricky space legally to navigate. So it's not even clear if Haley will be found to have committed any crime, because it's so, like you said, she doesn't strike you as someone who would know what she's getting in. And, and Emily, the legal analyst, also wondered, because she said, no matter what, though, the people who came up with this business idea and presented it to Haley as a money making opportunity or for her to get paid, you know, to promote it or get paid part of the net proceeds, whatever, that they will continue to squeeze every last bit of goodwill that she has had with the public and will walk away, leaving her, Haley Welch, the face of the scandal.
That's, I was just going to say, she's being used and abused and she does not know any better. Why would she? Her, the advice she's getting, right, is go make your money. And cryptocurrency has been in the zeitgeist of our times for a long time.
Yeah, for at least 10 years, right? Yeah. At least 10 years.
And it hasn't gone away, even though it's constantly, you know, it's it lives in the fringes, I'd say. But
and we also know
there.
That in the early days where it became more known to the mass public that people made money, like the it's volatile. It's like, oh, it's worth $600 a share today, but tomorrow is worth $36 a share, right? So you're like, oh, if I sell at the right time, I'll make money, right? Now, now on the same live stream with CoffeeZilla and the lawyers, and Haley was on there at first too. She was talking, and because I think, you know, your first instinct is to defend yourself, like, no, this is not, we did not want to defraud anybody. And then the lawyer took over. Now, later on, CoffeeZilla did say that one of her lawyers reached out and sent a DM basically saying, quote, that their goal was, quote, to salvage the token for the holders and her true fans and do right by the community, end quote. So AKA give them, make so they can make their money back or make them whole again, as we say, right?
Right.
Now, of course, Haley denied wrongdoing because, so later in the month,
I just don't believe she did actively try to. Why?
Yeah, so, and this broke in December. So again, she just became famous in June.
Yeah.
This is in December, right? Now in December, a lawsuit was officially filed against the Shock Money Sign Hawk creators in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of New York for unlawfully promoting and selling cryptocurrency that was allegedly never properly registered.
Oh, shit.
So though Haley was not named specifically in the suit, she did respond on Twitter after about 2 weeks of silence, because again, she her name is the face of the scandal, right?
Yeah.
Now, according to a Hollywood Reporter article on December 20th, 2024, so what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
She wrote on X, I say Twitter, but still X slash still Twitter to me, quote, I take this situation extremely seriously and want to address my fans, the investors who have been affected, and the broader community. I am fully cooperating and am committed to assisting the legal team representing the individuals impacted, as well as to help uncover the truth, hold the responsible parties accountable, and resolve this matter, end quote. Now she goes on to say, quote, if you have experienced losses related to this, please contact Berwick Law using the link below. end quote. So that's the law firm that is representing this. Now, she maintains that she did not have an active role in Shock coin rollout.
I firmly believe her.
Now, for context, a similar thing happened to Kim K, which I didn't know.
Really?
Yeah, with an NFT that was something else that she didn't disclose that she was being paid to promote. So if it could be that Haley didn't disclose that she's being paid to promote the coin, then that can result in a fine, which it did in the Kim K issue.
Yeah, there are laws about, like, you have, if you're advertising, you have to say I'm advertising.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's not clear if she knew exactly what was going to happen with the coin and made decisions that would damage her audience, or if she was simply a paid influencer being paid to promote something that she did not quite understand. Which you alluded to this, and a lot of other people say that they think that's, and a lot of other people, including Mark Cuban, think that that might be the case. He stepped in to defend her in the aftermath, and he said in an interview with the Washington Post, with Jules Terpak at the Washington Post, Mark Cuban said, quote, "It wasn't something she fully understood.
No,
but she trusted the people around her."
Yes.
End quote.
And she's so young. Also, and then suddenly she's so famous, and it's not like she's famous and she was trying to be an actress or a singer or an influencer or any sort of, like, she was not wrapping her head around the idea that she would be famous. She was just suddenly famous.
And I also can't help but remember or go back to when she made $65,000 in 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
And then she probably made, who knows, more from the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
From advertisers on the podcast. So she's thinking, oh, this is legit money. And then she's done this because people have come to her and offered her opportunities.
Yes.
So she may not have known that she needed to make it clear that she was being paid to promote it. And I'm not taking all the blame. I know there's some people out there, particularly men. I've noticed that a lot of young online men are being very incel-y and going after her. And some women who are pick-me's are also using that to kind of go after her. But when you see her in interviews, what I think her appeal is that she feels very authentic, you know, so you're kind of rooting for her. You're like, because, oh, this is like a working class Southern girl who got this opportunity, and she did merch. She got a podcast. And like you said, brought her friends along with her.
Listen,
you know, brought her family in.
Incel is going to incel. We cannot humor that which incels. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say we don't know, because this is still pending litigation, all of this stuff. So we'll see what happens when everything comes out in the end. But from this vantage point, it doesn't feel like that she quite knew. Like, she probably wouldn't even understand what a pump and dump scheme is. Like, I've heard about them and I've read them. I still don't understand them. So
I breastfed my children, so I know what that is.
You know what this also reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of the Fyre Fest with Ja Rule.
Stop it. Yes. Yes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember, because I watched both two documentaries, one on Hulu and one on Netflix about it. And what's that guy named Billy? People are still giving him money. He's like,
I know.
Out.
Yeah. Like, I hate that.
But it kind of reminds me of that. Like, and I remember Ja Rule being like, my name is Bennett, ain't it? Listen, I thought it was a legitimate thing. I was paid to promote it because it seemed like a hot thing. It's on brand for me. And I did not know about scheming anybody. But that's what this kind of sounds like.
Yeah, it feels very Fyre Fest-y. You're correct.
Yeah, I hope that if the dust settles and you and I and Mark Cuban think is true, that she just didn't know, didn't realize that she had to disclose this stuff, that she just, you know, if that's the case, then she just gets a fine. But, you know, I hope that she can clear her name, and I hope she comes back, because I think that, you know, she only had like basically 6 months of like,
listen, this world, we've discussed it, is trash, and people will try to use what they can to make a quick buck, and they have no bones about screwing
someone
over. And
people will try and use you.
Yeah.
Because like Emily, Emily D., oh God, let me get her name again. Emily D. Baker, that legal analyst, said, yeah, they're going to get all their money. They're going to scurry away, and she will get all the blowback. A, misogyny. B, because that's how the world works in a lot of ways, that the in the know, well-off, connected people get away, whereas normal people. So like, is she going to have to spend all the money that she has made? Who knows if she still has it? Because I'm assuming she's probably helping her family out to pay for lawyers to get her out of this. Or like, how much money does she make? Because $125,000 is a lot of freaking money, but also in one swoop, right? And then you're like, oh, you're going to get half of like what people make off of this. But hopefully she was just like, oh, that sounds great. Like, that sounds like what's been happening so far with the other partnerships
like,
that I've
I'm
had.
Not a lawyer. I don't know the case, but I feel like I already know that that's what happened. Like, I feel that. I get it. Feelings are not facts, but, and I encourage that feelings are not facts. Let's say that again three times fast. But it doesn't make sense to me that she cleverly schemed. It wouldn't do her any good.
Yeah. And I hope the people who did come up with this scheme, if it's proven to be like a pump and dump kind of thing and a switcheroo, that they, you know, are held accountable and the investors are compensated. And, you know, but that also goes to show you, listeners, be careful before you are investing in something, or invest the kind of money you think you can lose. Like, invest $100. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't be out here investing tens and thousands of your whole savings in something that, you know, and this is not to blame the victim at all, but just be more
just
selective.
Advice.
And So, oh, and then one last note. So apparently there's this guy named Edgar Welch. He was a Pizzagate shooter.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember when Alice Jones and all these people were talking about Pizzagate, which is the most bizarre. Pizzagate is even more bizarre to me than people calling themselves QAnon. Because, again, if you watch freaking Star Trek The Next Generation, naming yourself Q does not make sense. Anyway, if you're it does not make sense. So, but apparently, this month, the guy was, this guy, Edgar Welch, was sentenced. And his last name is Welch. So apparently she's not related to this dude.
That's good. That's
Or maybe a distant cousin or something, but she ain't got nothing to do with him. She's like, God, I'm not responsible for everything, people. I don't know this dude from a can of paint. I'm going to hop to her. Get away from y'all. Spit on him. Spit on that thing. Get away from it. But that is my notorious woman in social media this week. Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Hot Tour Girl.
Listen, that she sounds great. I want to like hang out with her and tell her it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I wish her the best because I think that, and this also kind of just pisses me off because it's, again, it's not clear exactly what's going on. It's still, you know, an ongoing investigation, but this is just like a girl who was like a nice, sweet Southern girl who just like, oh, I got this opportunity. Let me make some money to help my family. Yeah. You know, she's helping her granny.
Listen, it's not clear, but it's clear.
Yeah, she's like her and her girls getting into clubs for free, getting drinks brought for them. Like, this is just 22-year-old fun girl stuff. And that is so much what I want for young men as well. Young women and young men at this age, like, they should be out having fun and going to clubs and hooking up and, like, you know, making that cash if they can. Like, just so I do wish her well. And I hope also the investors get their money back and the people who are responsible, if anything illegal has happened, will be brought to justice. But
for
that
sure.
is Haley Welch, a.k.a. Hawk Tua Girl. So
listen, that was fascinating.
It's fun too, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not if you're an investor. You're like, that ain't fun, bitch.
So this diversifier investments. I get that now.
Yeah.
I mean,
cryptocurrency, I still don't get it. I still don't get it. Like,
I have never trusted it. But
yeah, I don't. I mean, I guess if you made a bunch of money off of it, you get it. But if you made a bunch of money off of it, cash out, Keep your money.
There was it? I think a Big Bang Theory episode or some episode. It was hilarious because they like, we're millionaires. Oh, we have no money. Like the entire episode slowly, like it's just, and that to me was like, yeah, I can't live like that. I already have anxiety. I don't need more. No.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I remember when somebody was trying to explain to me how you make money off of like converting different kinds of currency. And I was like, so you get money on a fee for that? Or like if you predict it's going to go up or go down, you make money in that. And I was just like, wow, there's all kinds of ways to make money. Nope. Like, so.
I'm too lazy, honestly. I'm just too lazy.
No, it's because we're creatives. We're just like, I'd rather just write a play about currency.
No, that's actually a good point. I don't know that the word is lazy because I could write a whole ass play on it. Or I could sing a song about it. Or I could write a song about it. But don't give me numbers and tell me to do things with them. Okay? Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Miriam.
What?
I want you to sing a song about cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency. Is a bad idea.
Crypto.
All right. They're going to turn us off right now.
You're welcome, guys. On that note, that wraps up another episode of the Notorious Women Podcast. Guys, remember to follow us on all the things. Also, copy the link and send it to your friends. Instead of just telling them about the show, copy the link and share. Also, write us a 5-star review on Spotify and in the Apple Store. And if you want to support our show so perhaps we can make money and lose money, we would not dare in cryptocurrency. You can do that. Or if you've made money from cryptocurrency and you want to spread the love, you can do that at our Patreon. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they find the show and support the show?
Y'all, we have Instagram, Notorious Women Podcast. We have TikTok. It's a little different. Notorious Women Podcast. You can also listen to our episodes on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And if you have long things to tell us, we have an email, notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. If you want to DM us on Instagram, you can do that too. And that is that. Oh, yes. No, it is not, because we are also on Blue Sky.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
Notorious Women.
And TikTok might be going away. So, yeah. So definitely find us and follow us on those other platforms. Yeah. Because, I mean, I know people are like, TikTok, no. But I'm going to be real with y'all. China is definitely using TikTok to spy on us. So, I mean, because that's how governments work. Like,
and what I know is that Lovetta has never been wrong. not once. I have known her for almost a decade. And it pisses me off because sometimes she knows things that I don't want to be true. You're wrong.
I only know this because, and I know a lot of like influencers like, no. But how China works is that all businesses have to give the government access to their information.
Okay.
So if it's owned by a Chinese company, the Chinese government has to have access to, who knows? I mean, people are just like cleaning their living room or, I don't know, dancing or what have you. But if I were in the Chinese government, I definitely would be going in and finding the information that TikTok has provided, because that is my job, to spy on other places.
Yeah, no, that's so true. That's true.
And I mean, if it makes you feel any better, the United States is definitely spying on China. So
yeah, that's true too. Everyone's spying and everybody trusts
everyone's
no one.
Spying. Okay. We're spying on everybody, including our allies, and they're spying on us. So that note.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see you next week.
January. Okay.
And be safe, guys, and take care of yourselves.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.